There's no place like home, I'll tell you. This is home right here. It really is. And I may get a little excited, but that's all right. May shout a little bit, but that's all right. Somebody may get saved this morning. That's all right. Yeah. But we are truly thankful for where God has brought us from. Okay, if some of you don't know, back in October of 2022, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. You know, wasn't something that I thought, well, yeah, I didn't ever think that I would ever have cancer, okay? It's that mindset, but it's one of those things that here it was. And you hear that C word, and you're just like, okay, my life's over. I'm dead and gone, okay? And that's the battle that I had to face from October till January the 10th. They did surgery. Removed my prostate, said I am cancer-free. Praise the Lord. All glory to God. All glory to God. But through this whole process, I'll talk a lot about this morning about the children of Israel. You should have read this week. We're going to be in the 13th chapter of Numbers. We're going to read that about sending the spies out. A lot of the unbelief that they had there. You battle those kinds of things as you face things throughout your life. I just seen a lot of similarities in this. And there, I will believe, like Pastor Grant said, that is the title of the sermon this morning. That's what we're going to dig into because you have a choice this morning. Will you believe or will you not believe? And it's simple as that. And God will say, here it is. You can believe it if you want to, or you can choose your own way. He'll let you do that as well. And God's not going to force anybody to do anything. And that's what I love about God is a whosoever will way. Whosoever wants to come and follow him, they can. And you're going to get that choice this morning. The battle that you're going through right now, you're going to get the choice to come and lay it down at the feet of Jesus, okay? The struggling and understanding where do I have a relationship with Jesus, you're going to get that opportunity this morning to come down, lay it at the feet of Jesus, and have that relationship, surrender to him. So everybody in the house this morning, including everybody on our live stream, including everybody that's walking around in the foyer that hears the voice out there on the intercom, that hears it in a cafe, yeah, I'm talking to you guys, in the cafe as well, you're going to get the opportunity to respond to God. Will you believe it? Okay, will you say, I will believe? Or will you not believe it? Okay, and that choice is yours this morning. If you don't mind, if you're willing and able, if you could stand for the honor of reading God's word, we're going to be in the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers. We're going to read verse 1, verse 27 and 28, and 31 and 32 here this morning. Starting in verse 1 there in Numbers 13, it says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan. Listen to this verse right here, okay? Which I am giving to the children of Israel, okay? That's God speaking, okay? He told Moses, I am giving you the land, okay? It is yours. Remember that. Verse 27 here, it says, and they told him, we came to the land which you sent us. It flows, listen to this report, it flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Here's a key word. We want you to listen to this word. However, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And listen to these two words. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there. Let's skip on down to 31. It says, but the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for this opportunity that you've blessed us with, Lord Father. We know that you're already, your Holy Spirit is already present this morning. It's already dealing with people, Lord. And we know that your mighty hand is here. And anointing, Lord. We pray, Lord, for those that are struggling, that they'll be able to believe and lay it down at your feet. We pray for those that are lost, that need a relationship with you, that they'd really evaluate their heart and where they're at, Lord Father, that they would surrender to you this morning and admit, believe, and confess that you are our Lord and Savior, that you died for us, rose again, they're coming back to take your bride home, Lord Father. I understand the strict judgment upon my life of rightly dividing your word. I accept that place this morning. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. You may be seated. Okay, so I always like to start off with the question, okay? Well, most of the time. Most of the time that I stand and preach, I like to pose a question, kind of get you thinking just a little bit, okay? Because you will have a choice this morning. Everybody that's sitting in here will have a choice this morning. The first question is, how many of you have a hard time believing sometimes? Let's see your hands. Have a hard time. Come on, you're in church. You're in the house of the Lord, man. Don't be lying, okay? Let me see them again. Look around. How many times I have a hard time believing something? Okay, good. Okay, so we all kind of in the same boat here, okay? We have a hard time believing, okay? There's things that come up that we just struggle with believing. Is that really true? Okay, so what if I told you this right here? It's you and I talking this morning. What if I told you that elephants can hear with their feet? Do you believe it? What if I told you cucumbers can actually cure bad breath? Do you believe it? Some of you wives are looking at your husbands like. What if I told you if you tried a new variety of apple every day, it would take more than 20 years to try them all? Would you believe it? What if I told you that a snail can sleep up to 3 years? Would you believe it? And lastly, would you believe it that if I told you that selfie now causes more deaths than shark attacks? Would you believe it? A lot of you are thinking, some of you got your Google out right now. Got your Google out, you're checking it out, and you're saying, well, all of those things are a fact, okay? A lot of you all had a hard time believing just some of the elephants can hear with their feet. Yeah, they sure can, okay? Google it. Snails can sleep up to 3 years. Yeah, they can. Google it, okay? But you had a hard time. You see how we as human beings have a hard time just believing these simple facts that are right here that I just spoke to you. You have a hard time believing that. Okay, so let's see. I'm going to need some help this morning. Let's see. I picked somebody up in the front last time. Let's see if I can go. Try to find somebody. Let's go. Will Keith. Okay, I see you. Okay. Will Keith. Will Keith's a good one to pick on this morning. Will Keith, if I told you, if you'll come up here, I'll give you some money. Would you believe that? So my question is, why are you still sitting in your seat? Will Keith, would you believe if you come up here right now that I'll give you some money? Would you believe that? Okay, that's money, right? Okay, so here's what you got to do. Would you believe me if I told you, if you take this dollar, give it to anybody here in the worship center, I'll give you more money than this. Would you believe that? Try it out and see. Turned into $5, okay? Okay, so would you believe if I told you if you take this $5 and give it to somebody in the back, that I would give you more than this? Would you believe that? Sure. That's $5. That's a lot now.
I gotta go all the way to the back.
You go where? Somewhere out in here. If he believes that. Todd, I want that back later. Okay. I'm out a lot of money this morning. So I give you a $10 bill. Okay. Thank you for believing, okay? That's yours, man. That's yours. That's right. That's his wife's. That's his wife's. Well, so first service, I asked a young man, I said, well, if I told you I'd give you some money, and I joke around with him all the time, and he's like, I said, if I told you I'd give you some money, would you believe? He's like, well, no. I was like, you're lost. So I went to someone else, and I said, what I told you, and at the end, he come up to me after that, and he's like, what? He's like, man, that was good. He said, it was good. He said, you know, that believing thing and just trusting, you know, if someone tells you this and stuff, you have to kind of search your faith. You have to know the person, too. He knew me, and he was like, man, this guy's joking. But you try it out. You try it out to see if it's true, if you believe it or not. You've got to try those things out, because everything that we hear, you can't believe, okay? Everything that we experience in life, you can't believe. You have to try it out. You have to search it out just a little bit. But why do we as human beings have such a hard time just believing? Just believing some of these simple facts that we told you here. Just believing that I'll give you some money if you just believe that, okay? If you just, that's half of my salary, okay? So make sure you guys give that back. So you had a hard time believing that. And listen to this, okay? In the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers here, the children of Israel finally stood at a place where all of this could have ended for them. This journey could have ended. They stood at a very place here where spies were being sent out, where they were going to go out there and spy this land out. And they had a choice right here on whether to believe God or not to believe God. So they were sitting right here where this whole journey could have been over for them. And here God commanded Moses to send out some spies to spy out the land. And if you recall, the same children of Israel that was right here ready to go into the promised land, okay, the same children of Israel are the same children of Israel that walked across the sea on dry ground. It's the same ones. The same ones. The same ones that seen that, experienced that, that walked through that are now where God is saying, what did he say there in verse 1? Hey, Moses, I'm giving this land to them, okay? But just tell them to go out there and spy out the land. What part of I'm giving you the land did they just not understand? What part of that did they? That's simple. If God says, okay, I'm giving you the land, he delivered you from the Red Sea and out of Egypt, is he going to deliver you now? If he said he was going to, because he said he was going to back then, what is it that makes us as human beings not believe? Somebody this morning needs to witness and say, hey, I need to believe. Will you believe what God's word says from Genesis to Revelation? Will you believe that? Will you believe what he says about Adam and Eve in the garden? Will you believe what he says about someone being swallowed by a fish? Will you believe all of that stuff, that a man died for you and I, that we might have eternal life? Will you believe that this morning? And that's where you'll have to be when you're talking and you're wrestling with this concept of, will I believe this or will I not? Because just like I said, if you recall, they were delivered from slavery out of Egypt, walked across on dry ground, and what you have to remember is God, before he already knew what was going to happen when he sent the spies out. Before he ever sent the spies out, God already knew what was going to take. He knew what kind of armies were over there. He knew how big they were. He knew what kind of fruit was over there. He knew what kind of land that was, because he described it as a land flowing with what? Milk and honey, right? Milk and honey, a land flowing with milk and honey. So he already knew how this land was going to, what they were going to see when they got over there. Why didn't they believe? Why didn't they believe? God sent them because he wanted Israel to know what they were up against. Aren't you glad that what God wants us to know what we're up against? I'm glad that when God speaks to us, he lets us kind of know, hey, go do this, okay? I've got you taken care of, okay? But he already knew what was up against. Anything that you've faced in your life or that you're facing right now, it is no surprise to God. It's not like, oh, that's a surprise to God. No, it's not. That's not a surprise to God. He knows what you are going to have to go through here in this life. Will you believe the process and the plan, or will you not believe that? Because the children of Israel had to believe that, or they had a choice not to believe that. So he wanted to send them over because they had to choose to move forward or to believe in faith, because apart from him, they knew they would lose. Apart from God, let me tell you this morning, okay? Apart from God, we all lose. All of us lose, every one of us. Apart from God, we might just live our life, but apart from God, in the end, we all lose. We have a choice to make this morning. Will we believe? Will we believe what God has instructed us as his children to go out and to do? To go out and to do. You know, one of the thing that is most disturbing, most atheists will say this, okay? They will say, if those so-called Christians believe and what they say that Jesus died for them and they're going to heaven one day, why don't they tell more people about it? Why aren't they sharing that more? Why aren't they going out and proclaiming that more? Why aren't they praying with people more? Why aren't they, if they say they believe it, it's a good argument, right? Because we as a church sometimes have become comfortable, but will we believe what God says he's going to do? Because I told you, I've said three or four months ago, maybe it's 6 months now, that God is on the move, Jeff. He's on the move, and it's evident. If you don't see it, I've seen it personally over healing of my own body. If you don't see that God is on the move in our church, in area churches, in our state, in the nation, in the whole world, if you don't see that, you have got your eyes shut. You have got your eyes shut because God is truly moving in such a way that I have never experienced it for in the 46 years of my life. And he's moved. And that's something to shout well glory about. That's something to get excited about because he's moving in a way. And what's good about that, you've experienced and seen how God, people are surrendering to God and coming into the waters and saying, I want to proclaim the name of Jesus. That ain't by accident. God knew all about that. So God is on the move. And we've got to recognize that. Will we choose to believe it or not believe it? So Moses sent out the 12 spies as instructed. The scripture says, send the men out to spy out the land which I am giving. What part of that is hard to understand? Well, I said, I'm going to give you money if you come here. What part of that? Like, at first he was like, well, I just might try it out, okay? But there was some, like, you know, in you, you were kind of like, I don't know. I don't know. What's the catch? What's the catch on that? So you had a hard time, and it's the same thing here. What part of him telling Moses and the children of Israel, I'm giving you the land, is hard to understand? Send out spies. I'm going to give you this land, and I know it's flowing with milk and honey, okay? I know it is. So go spy it out. He wanted them to be ready. He wanted them to see what they were up against because there were some battles that they were going to have to face to get over to do that, okay? So he wanted them to be ready. But I don't understand that we as God's people sometimes have a hard time just believing what God says. I am giving you the land, okay? I am giving you the land. You see, right here, the children of Israel had a choice. They had a choice to believe God and believe what he said or not to believe God. The same is true here this morning. Will you believe what God says? Will you believe? And I'm just going to tell you, I just don't stand up here and say these words because that's just how we do. That's just the program. No. At 23 years old, God called me to preach his word, and that's what I've been doing for 23 years now, okay? I've been standing and preaching his word. I'll do this whether you're sitting here or you're not sitting here. Okay, whether we have a house full of just two people or we have a house full of 2,000 people, I'll still preach the same gospel the same way with the same conviction and the same power. Why? Because I believe it. I believe from Genesis to Revelation. I believe everything that it says in this Bible. I believe that. I'm convinced. I am persuaded, as Paul would tell us. I am persuaded, okay? There ain't nothing can separate me from the love of God. Not even death can separate me from the love of God. Well, glory, hallelujah. Because one day Jesus is coming back, so I believe everything that it says. And you have a choice this morning whether you believe God or whether you not believe God. So they went out, and after that time, 40 days, they came back. It says they came back with a report. 10 of the spies said they would be foolish to try to go up against the armies that inhabit the land. 10 of them did. So they sent out how many spies? 12. 10 of them, the majority. And what are we bad about? We're bad about following the majority, right? We want to follow the majority a lot. But the majority said, we'd be foolish to try to go up against what's out there. We'd be foolish to try to do that. But I'm glad that God has all things worked out, okay? I'm glad he's seen far beyond what they can really see. And that's what he does in your situation. He sees far beyond what you are seeing right now. You're seeing what's going on in front of you or what you think might happen. But God knows what's going to happen, okay? So whatever problem or struggle you're going through, God already knows how that's going to work out in your life. Will you trust him through the process? Will you trust him for the purpose and the plan that he has in your life? I hope you do. I hope you leave it at the foot of Jesus Christ. These 10 spies, they only seen the impossible. Isn't it amazing when we open just our natural eyes how they just seen the impossible they didn't believe? How they seen the land had a huge impact on how they believed. Too many times we have the same attitude. And you remember up there in a couple of verses, there was a couple of key phrases I said. Remember this word. You notice they said, however. They already doubted. And then they said, and besides, these people are pretty big. I don't think we can beat them. So don't have an attitude, because that's what we have a lot of time. We have this however and besides attitude, and instead of saying, no, God's word tells me this, God's word instructs me on this, the Holy Spirit is speaking to me on this, I'm going to believe it. It's not a however and besides, it's just, yes, God is going to do what God says, because he has ultimate authority over all. Amen, I believe it. I believe it. Do you believe it this morning? Are you convinced? Are you persuaded that nothing can separate you from the love of God? Some of you have been through hell here on earth, and you can testify this morning and to say, yes, I believe in the power in the name of Jesus. I believe that prayer changes things. I believe that because you've walked through it already in this life. But if you are walking through it currently, you need to believe that God can take care of your situation. So their report was bad. Too many times we have this same attitude. It's too hard. It's unfair. My situation's impossible. My marriage is too far gone. My problems are too big. No one's going to understand me. I've heard all these excuses. You just don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand. You know who does? God does. But will you believe what he says? Will you believe what he instructs you on what he says? Do you believe that he can take all the things that are in you and insert this peace and comfort and contentment? Do you believe that? Because that's what he wants to do for you this morning. But we have this attitude of however and besides. That's us figuring it out. So those 10 spies had it figured out before they ever went into the land. Yeah, flows with milk and honey, but these are pretty big people here. Okay? However, it flows with milk and honey. And besides, these guys are huge. They're big, okay? So let's don't have that attitude as we're going out and we're able to go to work and we're able to be around and fellowship with people. Let's don't have the however and besides attitude. Let's have an attitude of I will believe. I will believe in what the Word of God instructs me to do. I will believe. Will you believe this morning? Will you believe? I'm glad this morning that the Bible tells me, because I've told you I believe what the Bible says from Genesis to Revelation, okay? And when it says that with God all things, how many of you all believe that when God, with God all things are possible? Let me see it. See your hands. You believe that, okay? I believe that this morning. I believe that with God all things are possible. There was two spies named Joshua and Caleb in faith. Okay, here's two guys that seen the same thing, that experienced the same thing, that walked hand in hand with the 10 that said, however and besides. Here's two of those spies that says this right here. Okay, two of those spies that says this right here in faith said we'd be foolish not to go up. So the other said we'd be foolish to go up. Here's two that had a different perspective, a different attitude, saw things in a different way. I hear this, man, this world is in bad shape. It's in bad shape. Is it really? Is it really? I read just a few weeks ago, last week I think it was, where the earth opened up and swallowed some people. Is it that bad, really? I mean, when we think about that, I read that. And guess what? When we go through this and we think, man, the world is in bad shape, there's nothing new under the sun. The same God that they believed back from Genesis and walked through the children of Israel is the same God that's delivering and in charge today. It ain't that bad out there, folks. It ain't that bad. My God is more powerful than anything that this world and Satan can throw at us. Why do you believe that? Because I've seen him deliver time and time and time and time again. And instead of focusing on the bad, focus on the good. I believe. I believe. Old song says, I believe. From Genesis to Revelation, yes, Lord, I believe. Do you believe this morning? Someone needs to be. But we'd be foolish not to go up and take what God has given us. That's what they said. Joshua and Caleb, we'd be foolish not to go up. God is giving us this. He's delivered us. We'd be foolish not to go up. Do we have anybody in the house this morning that believes? Is there anybody in the house this morning that believes in God? Come on now. You're not convincing me. Is there anybody in the house this morning that believes in the power of God? And you don't have to convince me one bit, but I like when you cheer some. Like when you give God a shout of praise and clap because He is good. He is good. Okay? God is good all the time, and all the time what? God is good. He is. I believe this, okay? So I'm glad we're surrounded by a bunch of people who believe what God's Word says, because church, if God says it, you better believe it. If God says it, you better believe it. Because if God said it in His Word, if God said that Noah built a boat, guess what? I believe it. If He said Moses crossed on dry ground, I believe it. If He said Jonah got swallowed by a fish, I believe it. If David beat a giant, if Daniel slept with lions, if Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked through the fire, I believe it. And you know something else that I believe in God said? He said everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I believe that this morning, and somebody in God's house needs to believe that this morning, because it said everyone, yes, you back there in the back row, everyone, yes, Ronnie, even you up in the booth back there, yes, everyone who believes on the name of the Lord will be saved. Do you believe that? Are you persuaded? Are you convinced that this morning that you believe? I believe, you know, before I experienced God, I heard the stories, I heard the accounts, and it wasn't like I didn't believe, but I didn't understand. It wasn't like I didn't believe what the preacher was saying. It wasn't like I didn't believe. It was kind of like, okay. But until I experienced that firsthand, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. These things that they're telling me and they taught me when I was a young child all the way through church, that all these things, like a dude got swallowed by a fish. The world will tell you we're crazy. That's all right. That's all right. They told Noah he was nuts too, didn't they? And 8 people got on board, okay? Will you be the one that believes? Will you be the one that believes this morning? Because I believe in the power of God, because everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Folks, I'm persuaded this morning. If God said it, I'll believe it. If God said it, I'll believe it. If the Bible says it and the Lord said it, believe it. Because when the Lord sent the spies out, okay, you better believe when He sent the spies out, He was going to deliver them. He just didn't send them out there, hey, just be going, okay? But He was going to deliver them, okay? Whether or not they chose to believe Him or not, the 10 had a however and besides attitude, but the 2, praise God, had an attitude, we'd be foolish not to go over and take what God is giving us. We'd be foolish not to do that. And this morning, I'm just going to tell you, if you're sitting here and you're experiencing God for the first time and you've never felt, and you're thinking, man, this thing that they're talking about, heaven and hell and going and knowing Jesus in a personal relationship, I really don't understand. Well, you have a choice this morning. Will you believe what we're trying to tell you or not believe it? Because you've got a choice. You have a choice here this morning on whether not to believe. When the Lord says it and the spies went out, you better believe He's going to deliver them. If no one else, okay, if no one else here in the house, if no one else will believe, guess what? I will. If no one else will believe, I will. If no one else believes that Jesus is coming back one day in the clouds of glory and the last trump's going to sound, if no one else believes that and He's going to come and get His bride, who's His bride? What are you talking about? Jesus is married to someone? Yeah, He sure is. Everybody that has surrendered their life to Jesus, that is known as the church. He's going to come back and He's going to get His church and take it home. Well, I have a hard time believing that. Let me give you another scenario, okay? You maybe will try to work this out just a little bit, okay? Try to work this out. I have a hard time believing that, okay? Say that I'm wrong about it all, okay? Say that I'm wrong about every bit of this. Say that everything that we're doing here, when we die, we just die, okay? Do I lose anything then? Do I lose anything? I don't. Just because I believed in that, did I lose anything? I didn't lose anything. But guess what? Someone that's sitting here this morning that don't surrender to Jesus Christ, and they die, and then they find out that what I was trying to tell them and preached about them this morning was true. Who has the better odds? Who has the better odds there? I believe that I do. So guess what? I'm a winner either way. I'm a winner either way. I love that old song, Tammy. If I go or if I stay. Okay, I am a winner either way. It doesn't matter. But are you a winner either way? Have you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ? Maybe this is just weird for you this morning. I felt the same way. Okay, sitting in your seat, hearing this and being like, man, I just wasn't raised like this. That's all right. That's all right. This is not something that you're just raised in. This is something that you're born into. Okay, you're born into this. I was lost and on my way to hell. I believed in Jesus Christ that he died on the cross and rose again on the third day. I admitted I was a sinner. I believed that, and I confessed my sin to him, and now I'm a child of God. Was it anything that I did? No, it was everything that Jesus did. Everything. Do you believe that? Do you believe that this morning? What kind of report will you bring back? What kind of report will you bring back? Will you be like the 10 or will you be like the 2? Will you be like the however and besides attitude, or will you be like, we would be foolish not to go take this land that God has promised us? We'd be foolish not to do that. What will be your report this morning? What kind of report will you give? When you see things, I tell you what, church, if you believe this in your heart this morning, when we begin to see things the way God sees things, you better look out, okay? You better look out. When we begin to see things the way God sees it, the way his word instructs us, you better look out. Well, I'm a little old. I just don't know. I've been around a long time. I've done a lot of things and this and that. It doesn't matter. You either lost or you saved. You're the born again or you're not born again. You're the believer or you're not believer, okay? But I am convinced that if when we begin to see things the way God sees it, we better look out. You all know all the recent battles that I went through. Okay? You know that. All the tears and sleepless nights, the sitting there looking at my kids and looking at my wife and coming in and talking to Gran and crying on our conference table together and just wondering what in the world is going on. Like, why would God this? Grant kept telling me, John, I just don't believe he's done with you. I just don't believe he's done with you. You know, when you hear that C word, you battle and you struggle with that. Because you just don't want to hear that. So all of these emotions that, you know, you're a preacher, you're supposed to have it under control. I'm just as vulnerable as you are. Just these things, when you begin to think about that, but there come a time when God's people begin to lift and call upon the name of God. And guess what? There come a time where I was like Joshua and Caleb. I said, guess what? I don't have any reason not to believe that God is going to deliver me, because I've seen him do it time and time again. I had to believe and be focused on what God wanted me to be focused on. I'd be foolish not to believe God. And through the prayers of God's people, he delivered. He delivered. And I promised God, I said, God, whatever you allow, if you'll keep me here, you know how you try to bargain with God and stuff, but I meant it. I meant it. I still pray it every morning. I said, God, if you'll leave me here, I said, I'll preach like I've never preached before. I'll share your good news like I've never shared it before. I'll love my kids like I've never did before. I'll cherish my wife like I've never did before. Because when you walk through hell and are delivered through it, buddy, I'm going to tell you, sing a little louder this morning. You'll sing a little louder. I guarantee it, when you go through battles and you begin to fight, you'll sing just a little bit louder. Had no choice but to believe. Folks, I've lived long enough to know that God's still delivering. I've lived long enough to know that if no one else is going to believe it, I will. I'll believe it. I'm going to believe. Is there anybody here this morning that is persuaded and convinced and they believe what we're telling them? Because I'm going to tell you what. everyone in this life, in this building this morning, in this world, everyone has choices to make in life. Every one of us. You can choose to be like the 10, or you can choose to be like the 2. Now, the majority says we'd be foolish to try to go out here and fight these people. But the 2 said we'd be foolish not to go and fight these people because God has already promised us this land. What are you going to be like this morning? Let's think about this. Okay, everybody here, you're not thinking about your kids. You're not thinking about your spouse. You're not thinking about your friend. You're thinking about yourself this morning. Okay, when we start processing this, you'll have choices to make. And the Bible tells us that God had judgment on a generation who didn't believe. Okay, we read that in Numbers this week, that he had judgment on a generation that didn't believe. You can choose to believe what God says, or you can choose not to believe. He had judgment, he passed judgment. What did it cost the children of Israel, okay? These people back in the Bible that we believe all of these accounts, what did it cost them not to believe here? It cost them the promised land. That's what it cost them. And the same is true this morning. Well, what will it cost you that is sitting here not to believe? What will it cost you? It'll cost you heaven. That's what it'll cost you if you don't believe, if you choose not to believe this. And that's the good thing, Cherie. That's the wonderful thing about God is he doesn't put me in chains and pull me down to this altar and doesn't make me do anything. He doesn't make me do it at all. But he gives me a choice, and he said, you can choose this because this is what you'll have. There's a land out there flowing with milk and honey. Okay, it's flowing with, and you know the thing about this? The 10 seen that it was flowing with milk and honey. You know what I'm telling you this morning is the truth. You understand in your heart because God is speaking to your heart. You understand that it's the truth. Will you be willing to surrender to him? If you don't believe this morning, it will cost you heaven. But the Bible says everyone, yes you, and yes you, that calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. We must believe that. And if we don't, Darren, we don't go to heaven. If we don't believe that if we call on the name of the Lord, that we will be saved, we don't go to heaven. That's as simple as that. And this morning, knowing Jesus is about a relationship. It's about a relationship, knowing Jesus. And when you think about this, but preacher, I'm a bad person. I'm a bad person. Well, I've got good news for you. Jesus loves you and he wants to have a relationship with you. Well, I'm a liar. Well, I've got good news for you. Jesus loves you and he wants to have a relationship with you. Well, I'm a thief. Jesus loves you and he wants to have a relationship with you. Well, I have feelings that I shouldn't have. Jesus loves you and he wants to have a relationship with you. I'm a cheater, a drunkard, an addict, an unbeliever. The good news is that Jesus loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. So any scenario that's going on in your mind, in your heart this morning, Jesus loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. That is the good news. And guess what this morning? If you accept that good news, I've got bad news for you. In the same way that he, Jesus, that he died for you, now you have to die for him. And if you accept him as your Lord, you have to die to your will. You have to die to your way. You have to die to your desires. You have to die to your agenda. And because he's king, listen to this, we don't get to rewrite what God's word says. And because he's king, we don't get to twist the scripture to say, no, this fits my lifestyle. We don't get an opportunity to do that because he's king. We don't get the right to rewrite Genesis from to Revelation. We don't get the right to do that. God wrote that. And he has all authority all over everything. And if God says it, I'm going to believe it. Will you? Will you? And this morning, we'll close with this. God said, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I believe it. Grady, I believe it. I believe it. The question is, will you believe it? Are you persuaded and are you convinced that Adam and Eve lived in a garden, that they sinned and they were cast out? But God still had a perfect plan, that he sent his only son that walked on this earth for 32 to 33 years, walked on this earth, that willingly gave his life for you and I as we sit here this morning, willingly done that. Went to the cross, was put in a tomb, was resurrected, raised back to life, and one day he will return to take us home. What, do you believe that? Will you be like the 10? Or will you be like the 2? Question is, will you believe? Let's pray. Father, this morning, as you begin to speak to us, God, we pray for every soul that is sitting here this morning. My heart's desire, Lord Father, and I know what your will, that you would love to see people pour their heart out to you this morning. God, but they're going to have to make a choice this very moment. Will they believe what your word says? Or will they not? And that's a hard choice when you're battling and struggling with what we have to go through here in this life. But I am persuaded, and I pray this morning that you'll persuade someone that there is nothing in this earth that can separate them from your love. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, you said, will be saved. God, we pray that you continue to deal with our hearts, that you continue to save, because you are on the move. In Jesus' name.